adventure. Your mind's on a quarantine. Welcome aboard, it's blue.
We've had all kinds of cruise line situations where there's been domain. Ships have had to be isolated. Right. Stuff. It's happened before. You just hope you don't get on one of those ships. That's the deal. Gas prices are unbelievably low. $1.97 yesterday morning.
I need some gas today, so that's good to know.
Yeah. You got a MAPCO card? I'll let you borrow mine.
Yeah, but yesterday I missed the cents off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sunday and Thursday, yeah. I forgot. But not that we're complaining, 7.02, it still was like 2.03 a gallon.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
After a beautiful weekend, we have a nice-looking morning. You know, sunrise was 1 minute ago officially on the new reality, and sunset will be at 6:48 tonight on the new time. So breezy today, especially later on today. A warmer day with a high around 74. We're dry today. We're dry this evening if you have evening plans. The showers come in in the wee hours in the morning, maybe 4 a.m.-ish, something like that. Overnight low 57. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms from time to time, but there will be hours of dry weather, too. 73 tomorrow, mid-70s Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, upper 70s. Risk of showers from time to time. This is a very spring-like forecast here, and we may be done with... We may be done with freezes. Today is the average date of the last freeze, based on statistics. Saturday's high with near 80, slight chance of showers. Right now, clear skies with that spectacular setting moon in the west sets in about 11 minutes from now. Well, clear skies and 46 at 7:04.
Seems like we had some of our really coldest days early on in the winter this year.
We did.
Even before winter started.
A lot of people are complaining that there wasn't much of a winter. When's it going to snow? Oh, is that going to snow?
Well, I'll tell you what, cool is nice. In fact, Friday, even though the sun was out, it was pretty chilly. Even yesterday, I was grilling in the morning.
The breeze came up in the
shade. It was still pretty chilly. Yeah. And every time I have that thought, I think, you know what? It's going to be not too long before I'm complaining about hot. I'm getting boiled alive on the thinking stoop behind the building.
Oh, sure.
So I try to
those days are coming. Yeah.
All right, it is 7:05. Last hour, we brought you our Rocket Scientist feature that is brought to you by Applied Security. In fact, I have the brand new, I urge people to do this for your own safety. Although you should call Applied Security and talk to them about securing your home or business. And that is the Spot Crime Weekly Alert. And within 3 miles of my place, theft, robbery, and just generic arrest. You're not going to hear all the crimes reported on the news. They don't have time. But when you sign up for the service, it does open your eyes and you realize there is stuff going on, attempted stuff going on all the time. You just haven't been lucky. Or maybe you've been lucky. It depends on your point of view. Don't take a chance on staying lucky. Call 279-8338. Mark and Vicky at Applied Security, a local company with 4 decades of experience and high-tech security, can lock down your home or business and protect you with state-of-the-art technologies like they've been doing for us for 15 years. I thought about them Saturday. I come in to do some work on Saturday. Nobody else was here. You either have what you need to get in or you just don't get in, or you drive all the way back home if you forgot it. That's how good the system is. You just don't want to take a chance. And if you were to try and sneak in, the video would certainly nail the culprit because it would also mark the time that it occurred and the police would be on the way. So for your home, business, property, call Applied Security and work with great local folks. 279-8338, 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit is number 276. We're playing this hour, every hour, to make sure that...
Everybody remain calm!
That's the problem.
Losing one's mind in the Costco line defies all explanation. Quilted Charmin and water bottles stacked high in your Walmart wagon. Explain to me all the TP, it's coronavirus. Stay calm. Take off the mask, you stupid ass, it won't protect your respiration. Seems to me you watch too much TV, it ain't the end of civilization. It's easy, man, just wash your hands, it's coronavirus, stay calm. If you got a fever and a cough and your body it is aching, stay at home, don't spread it at work, even though you probably hate them. It's coronavirus, stay calm.
All right. Does everybody feel better now?
I see the stock futures are down 12.55 this morning.
12.55?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So, looks like I'll be working for the rest of my life.
Well, here's the good news. I will, because I don't have anything in the market, so. That's the best part of it when stuff like this happens. My cash stays the same.
Oh, like I'll be working the rest of my life.
Here's the thing. We have seen this before. We have seen this before, and you just wait it out. Things come back. I hope that brought some relief to you.
No!
7:09, I got to get busy on a convoluted intro for Random Facts.
Jeez, look at the time.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number
15033. Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is March 9th, Barbie Day. On this date in 1959, the Barbie doll made its debut. Barbie looks pretty good for her age. Although, I heard she had a lot of work done. Look at her. She's all plastic. Happy Barbie Day.
And now,
did you hear about divorce?
For
five. Random. All right.
Oh. What happened? Wrong one?
We now conclude our broadcast day.
I'll try it again at the next break. I pulled down the wrong...
It's okay.
Ah,
it's all right. Your mother and I are still very proud of you.
And we'll support you during this difficult time.
That was funny. I don't feel so bad about screwing up.
Did you know?
It's the time change, which I hate.
But it's great to have as a fallback for anything that goes wrong.
I know, right?
No, actually, that's a lie. I
Why'd you
fine.
Kill him?
I feel great.
It's that time change. I shot him.
Shot and killed him.
Shot him. This is a damn time change. Did you know tennis balls used to be white until David... I'm sorry. Let me back that up. Sir David Attenborough...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Didn't go all those years to college to just be called David. You got to have Sir in front of him. Sir David Attenborough realized that they'd be hard to follow on color television. So they created the optic yellow color of the balls.
Interesting.
So they could do that.
All right.
Apparently he was really big on color TV. In 1969, he commissioned the snooker television series on the BBC, BBC Two. It's called Pot Black. To demonstrate the potential of color television with the green table and multicolored balls being ideal for showing off the advantages of color broadcasting. It became a ratings success and was, for a time, the second most popular show on BBC Two because it was color.
He's, I'm going to check his age. He's getting up there.
Is he still alive?
I'm pretty sure he is.
I think he is, but you're right. I think he's also... Yeah, 93 years old.
Boy.
He will be 94 in May.
Thank God we have hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of his nature stuff.
Yes. Did you know of the ancient law of general average? I don't know what army he was a general over, but no.
He was average.
General average. General average, if a ship... carrying cargo is required to jettison some of its load to save the rest, the loss of the cargo is to be shared proportionately among interest holders. This was first written in law in 800 BC.
Wow.
And it continues to be declared in present-day maritime emergencies.
Is that right?
The law of general average.
Hmm. Interesting. Wonder if... they knew anything about the coronavirus back in 800 BC. They had a lot of other stuff going on.
Did you know a man by the name of Harry Wesley Coover Jr.? Does the name ring a bell at all? No, maybe not.
Harry Wesley Coover's dam?
No dam involved. Not a damn thing. But he discovered super glue in 1942.
Okay.
He ignored it as being too sticky for what he needed. He then rediscovered it in 1956 while he was working at Eastman Kodak, who then put it into production. And, of course, it gained a lot of notoriety during the Vietnam War as a way to close battlefield wounds.
Wow.
With super glue.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can do that. I actually broke off a tooth once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And... super glued it back in until I could see the dentist.
You know,
one drop, and that's all it took. It's better than looking like a freak from Deliverance all day.
I have to buy it every time because when you go to it the next time, it's not
super glued inside.
Right, but if you keep it in the refrigerator,
does that work?
That works.
Mm. Yeah, that was such a revelation, an upgrade from LePage's.
LePage's?
Isn't that LePage's glue? You remember that?
I don't remember that.
All right. You just stay right where you are.
I'm not going anywhere. LePage's.
Not with those stocks, you know.
Oh.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, in school I do. I do, yeah.
With the rubbery spreader?
I didn't.
The glue spreader?
Oh, is
I
that?
I don't remember the name of the.
I didn't know. But I mean, I can.
But that receptacle, yes, I remember that.
And that way of dispensing with glue, right. It looks like a paste.
It was more of a clear glue. Elmer's was the paste.
Elmer's. You could peel it right off your.
Sure. Make little dots.
Still tasted the same.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, and we lived to tell it.
I haven't. Remember what Elmer's smelled like? I haven't.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, sort of.
I haven't sniffed Elmer's glue in a long time.
In fact, I picked the wrong day to stop sniffing glue.
No, airplane glue is the good stuff, you know.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Did you know Marlon Wayans, one of the many of the Wayans, he was cast as Robin in Batman Returns, which, if you remember, did not have a Robin. Batman Returns, the one that had Danny DeVito and Michelle Pfeiffer and whatever. It was the sequel to the original, to the 1989 Batman. Producers decided that with the Penguin and Catwoman, the movie was just too crowded, and they decided to cut Robin out. However, even though he did not get to actually play the role, he was still paid $100,000, and he still receives royalty checks to this very day. Even though he never...
Yeah.
He good was, for him.
Yeah.
You were deal. Sensational in that movie, by the way. Yeah, you were just great.
Did you know in 1908, a German housewife by the name of Melita Benz?
Benz?
Benz, German. She was tired of ground coffee leftovers in her coffee cup. As a consequence, she invented the paper coffee filter.
Wow.
Founded a company... and became the employer of her own husband in a time when women were not even allowed to vote.
Get back to work.
So, coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk to you about, well, a guy named Amo Kovunian. Anyway, he had, goodness, he went through some stuff, and we'll go over those things that happened to him. Bill Murray's coming up. Got a random fact about him. A place that exists and is the only country that exists in all four hemispheres.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. All four hemispheres.
Yeah. Part of it's a technicality, but still. The longest-running children's animated series in the United States. We'll go over that. Another woman who invented another thing. Mary Anderson is her name. And we'll talk about a nature documentary. Since sticking with the David Attenborough stuff.
Yes.
I'm being very vague.
I have...
It's all coming up on Random Facts.
I have breaking programming news.
Okay.
Shortwave, take it down, quick.
What's broke?
What's it say? shut up.
Got a note from Brad McDonald. The market is nasty. Krug getting killed. He wants to do a quick phoner with us at 8:05.
Okay.
So, again... let's listen to a voice of reason, see what's going on. Brad McDonald will join us at 8:05 this morning, and we'll see how the day plays out from there.
The futures I'm looking at are awful. Four hemispheres. It's got to be Australia. Just thinking. Yeah, maybe. Anyway, we're going to take a break?
We are going to take a break. How's your vehicle?
Our friend, Brandon...
yes.
Called me, even kept me up to date at the beach. He said, here's the latest on your car, and they're going to start ordering the parts today. For those of you who don't know, there was this mean telephone pole that jumped right in front of my car last Wednesday. And that's the kind of service we get from MPB, Montgomery Payne.
I know there's another mailbox or something in my future.
Yep.
The thing is, it's such a hassle when you have an accident and your car needs to get fixed.
Yep.
At the end of it all, you got to rent a car, fill out a report, talk to your insurance company and all of that. Bureaucracy. At the end of all that, it's nice to know that Montgomery Paint and Body is working on your vehicle and they're going to represent it to you and it's going to look as good as it did the day you bought it. That's their goal with each and every car they repair at MPB. Every single detail. They look for everything. And that's what they're going to fix.
Oh, listen, I'm going to have a perfect car. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like getting a new hip.
I don't know.
Maybe that may not be the metaphor of the year, but still. Yeah. So leave the doubt out of the equation. When your car is in an accident, whether it's a cosmetic type of deal or a real fender bender, choose Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. 3.5 decades of excellence.
You know, they make that phone number easy so that idiots like me can remember it. I was started to look it up, and I said, oh, wait a minute. It's 27 Rec with a W.
Thanks, and you just finished that message at 722.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic school zones in effect. Watch out for the buses, the kids. Remember, the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge is closed. That means more congestion on Rifle Range Road and Redland Road. We're seeing backups at Jasmine Hill, Redland Road, and the River Bridge red lights on the Wetumpka Highway. East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, both congested now at all the major intersections. Moderate to heavy traffic there. Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue, heavy traffic into downtown. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. We have no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in emergency medical technology, precision machining, and more. Call Trenum State, 334-420-4344. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Saddle up for the 63rd Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at the Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through the 21st. The best in PRCA. Fun for the whole family. For tickets, visit SLE. Rodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Today is March 9th, Barbie Day. On this date in 1959, the Barbie doll made its debut. Barbie looks pretty good for her age. Although, I heard she had a lot of work done. Look at her, she's all plastic. Happy Barbie Day.
And now, it's time for...
Five.
Random.
Facts.
Sorry, I was on the phone with Brent. Can I try it again?
You can. You weren't even in the room.
No. And I knew I was going to be cutting it close, so I apologize. So...
And Rich isn't even back yet.
Here's take two.
And now...
Did you hear about divorce, Barbie? She comes with all the Ken stuff. Now here's...
Random.
Jesus.
Pretty good, huh?
Yes.
It's a horrible situation what's going on in the market today.
I don't think we've ever had Brent call in the morning to give us a heads up on the market. So I'd say it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, not starting out well.
Did you know a guy by the name of Aimo Koivunen? I don't know where this guy's from, but he overdosed on methamphetamines. Yeah. He stepped on a landmine. He survived for a week in a ditch by eating pine cones. He skied 250 miles and was found weighing 94 pounds with a heart rate of 200 beats per minute. Then he went on to live for another 45 years.
Jeez almighty.
This guy, yeah.
But kids, we don't suggest that you get hooked on meth or anything.
No. It's not a good time for the markets for meth.
Nope.
Did you know in 1970, Bill Murray... worked part-time at a Little Caesars restaurant and was very poor, so much so that he would eat raw pizza dough when no one was looking.
oddly, Vaughn, anybody that's had to pay their dues has been there.
I
didn't eat raw pizza dough, but I got news for you. I did.
I didn't know Little Caesars existed in the 1970s.
Me neither.
So I would have money for the stuff that was really important, like my daughter, as I was putting the pieces back together.
Right.
I would take plates that people left a lot of food on, mm-hmm. and I would surgically...
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what you got to do, man.
Mm. Little Caesars, by the way, was founded in 1959.
Really?
Yes. God almighty.
Apparently, they were strictly a Michigan thing. But yeah, they've been around that long. Did you know the only country in the world to lie in all four hemispheres is the island country of, well...
Australia?
No. It's
wait a minute.
Let me see. There's a way to pronounce it. Kiribati, the island country of Kiribati.
Oh, Kiribati.
It is a country in the Central Pacific Ocean.
Uh-huh.
It's got 32 atolls and one raised coral island, Banaba.
Okay.
Let's see.
So you can't actually lay across like you can with four states, you know what I mean?
No, right. No, yeah.
It's spread out in their chain, right?
The spread straddles the equator and the 180th meridian.
Oh, yeah. International dateline. So in one part of the island chain, it's one day, and in another part of the island chain, it's another day.
Their easternmost islands, the Southern Line Islands, south mm-hmm. of Hawaii, have the most advanced time on Earth. UTC plus 14 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
You know, there was an island that had this magic. If pigs got sick,
yeah,
they would ship the pigs there, and they would magically heal, and they never could figure out why.
Hmm.
Curacao.
Yeah, on one of the... Curacao.
Oh, my God. And I'm going, really?
That was funny.
Really?
You know, a joke like that will get yourself shot on this time change.
Yeah, I know.
He told a bad joke.
But I blame my wretched sense of humor today on the time change. Thank you for your attention.
Did you know the PBS kids show Arthur is the longest-running children's animated series in the United States? It is the second longest-running animated series in the U.S., behind, of course, The Simpsons. PBS is still putting out new episodes. 23 seasons in total have been produced and aired since 1996. Did you know on November 10th, 1903, a woman by the name of Mary Anderson... I'm going to say invented. I'm using that term loosely. An automatic car window cleaning device that was controlled from within the car, known as windshield wipers.
Right. Jeez.
I say invented because other people came up with the idea of windshield wipers. Hers was the most effective, and she got the patent on it as well. So it's kind of like the Wright brothers didn't invent airplanes. Right. People had invented airplanes, theirs was just the first to fly.
Say that, we could pay tribute with the Haywood Banks song, Wiper Blades.
That's true. Although his example used in his songs, or in his song, was invented by some guy, I can't remember his name. There was a movie about him, starred Greg Kinnear, called Flash of Genius, and it's about the guy who invented intermittent wiper blades.
Flash of Genius.
Yes. And how it pretty much ruined his life.
Hmm. So that's where you can, if it's raining very, very lightly, you can adjust the speed of... okay, I got you.
Yeah. And finally, contrary to all the animated nature documentaries that we have all seen in our lives...
Mm-hmm.
A coyote can actually outrun a roadrunner by double its speed.
Wow. Beep. How do you like that? So this whole thing has been a fake.
Well, not necessarily. A coyote, it's very hard for a coyote to catch a roadrunner. A roadrunner is very we're talking like 90-degree turns. It can change direction. It's fast, and it can change direction on a dime. And, yeah, it's hard for... It would still make it hard for a coyote
to catch.
That's
going to really hit the stock of the Acme Anvil Company.
Yep.
Acme. Everything was Acme. I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Anyway, those are all of your random facts. Was I able to stretch the suit for you?
We did fine.
Okay, good.
We did fine. 7:32. Brad McDonald will join us at 8:05 this morning. A lot going on in the markets that you need to know. Let's see. I did go to Food Outlet yesterday, like I do every Sunday. I even informed Danny Patterson and the gang there that I would be driving back from Florida Sunday. So if you don't see me, it's not because I'm dead, although I will be in Monday after the show next week. Because it's cost plus 10 throughout the store. You are going to save so much money in every department. All you got to do is get in the habit of going there. Habits are hard to break. I get it. I've been loyal to this store and all that. But when you start comparing prices to what for what you pay at Food Outlet to what you're paying at that chain store you've been going to forever, you're going to get a little mad because you realize they've been ripping me off. $7.88 a pound for ribeyes. Boy, did they have stacks of those beautiful red USDA boneless ribeye steaks. $7.88 a pound, a number that starts with a 12 or a 13 at the chain. We had boneless pork loin last night. It's $1.32 a pound. It's so easy to make. 425 on the oven. Shake some cricket dust, some ranch, whatever. There's so many different ways to just add an extra coat of flavor to it. And at 425, pound and a half will bake in 45 minutes for you. Bluebell ice cream bars, $2.74 for the package. That's the 12-pack package at Food Outlet. And large box of Honey Nut Cheerios is only $1.97. Large tomatoes, 88 cents a pound. See what I mean here? We're talking about prices that are a good one-third lower than the chains. Got a butcher there, too, to cut your steaks exactly the way you want. In three locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Food Outlet on Main Street, west of 31 in Prattville, and I'll see you Sunday morning, except for this one coming up. Although the way the thing is going, I mean, who knows if I'll get stuck. This whole, what next?
Yeah, exactly. They're going to stop you at the border. And say, I'm sorry.
Can't
come in. Door state.
Coliseum Boulevard, right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antioch. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about Bill Murray having a job at Little Caesars. He was so poor he would eat the raw pizza dough and nobody was looking there. That's in the 1970s. What year did we discover that Little Caesars was founded?
You should know that. 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins. All callers to the show qualify for our great end-of-the-week grand prize drawings. 272-9228. Call us now.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a busy Monday going on right now and an accident on the Troy Highway at Bell Road. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Congestion on the Troy Highway at the East South Boulevard. East Boulevard has moderate to heavy traffic. Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive are loaded up this morning, as well as the Wetumpka Highway. Got a lot of congestion at Jasmine Hill, Redland Road, and the River Bridge red lights this morning. Be patient there. Taylor Road and Atlanta Highway beginning to show some congestion, as well as I-85 and 65. Got moderate to mostly heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. No new accidents to pass along to you at this time. Midtown Plaza has it all. Shop Cricket, Young American Insurance, and much more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Am I reading that correctly, Ashlyn?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ashlyn, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
1959.
Exactly.
All right.
1959. And you remember what state they started in?
Michigan. Michigan?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Correct. I hear teamwork, but that's fine because teamwork makes the dream work. So you have a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate to enjoy, and you may be a double winner. We had a couple of them last week.
We had two double winners last week.
So The big day is just getting started. Hang on, and let's say good morning to some of our other callers. Hey, Brian, how you doing after the time change?
Doing pretty good. How are y'all doing?
Well, you know.
Well, y'all be careful, y'all be good, and have a fun trip in Florida.
We appreciate you calling. Thank you.
Jeff, good morning to you. How are you today?
Hey, guys, I'm doing all right. How y'all?
Fine. Just want to let you know you're in their end-of-the-week grand prize drawing, and try again tomorrow. Thank you for giving it the best effort. Joel, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to tell y'all to have a great week, and be careful. This sunshine is sure nice.
Yeah, it really is. It's gonna go away, but it is nice to see. What a great weekend.
It is. Thank you. I'm sorry, Joel. I didn't mean to cut you off. It is 7:37. Brad McDonald's going to join us around 8:05 and talk about the way the market is shaping up today. Unfortunately, it's not too good.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
After a beautiful weekend, it's a nice-looking morning out there. A little cool, but we're going to be warming up to about 74 today. It's going to become breezy later on, and the clouds will increase as the day goes on. I think if you have evening plans tonight, we're fine. We're dry. But chance of showers, let's say by the wee hours of the morning, overnight low 57. Then tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's a very spring-like forecast. 73 tomorrow, 76 on Wednesday, upper 70s on Thursday and Friday, with a risk of showers around from time to time both days. And Saturday's high around 80, slight chance of showers. So, yeah, the mention of showers is in the forecast all week long, but I don't want you to get the idea. It's not going to be like last week with constant heavy rain. It's not going to be like that. Right now, this morning, east winds at 7 miles per hour, clear skies 46. At 7:39.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I think I've told you before, as far as troubleshooting stuff, I think I'm pretty good in most situations. One situation where I am not good at is plumbing. In fact, if I tackle a plumbing issue, I can make the issue worse. That's right. So that's why I'm glad there's Plumbing by LukeWire, because for me, it's a no-brainer at my house. Plumbing by LukeWire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call, because I've gotten those uh-oh charges from others over the years. Like, wow, I didn't know. Well, you called me up on a weekend. Oh, I see. That's the deal. Not a problem at Plumbing by LukeWire. And think about the whole house plumbing inspection. So let's say you're getting ready to go on a trip, and you want to make sure that there's not some problem lurking behind the dishwasher, or maybe up in the attic where the water heater is that you don't know about. The whole house plumbing inspection is a great thing. It gives you great peace of mind. As they said, Plumbing by LukeWire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. The Alabama certification number is 84417.
Animal Stories coming up next.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures on the S&P 500 were halted overnight when they declined 5%. The sell-off followed sharply lower crude oil prices after Saudi Arabia decided to launch a price war with Russia. The slump happens as global demand has been shrinking because of the coronavirus canceling travel and manufacturing. Bill Flynn of Price Futures Group says this will result in lower gas prices, but it'll take a toll on the energy industry.
This is like the worst case scenario. You have demand falling off the roof. You have Saudi Arabia flooding the market with oil, basically driving prices down to the point of pain.
Starbucks is testing a new coffee cup today in New York, San Francisco, and Seattle. It's a paper cup with biodegradable lining instead of plastic. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Push
prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janny King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
Happening across the nation right now, ADP is helping Party City stores streamline recruiting. Music houses like Squeaky Clean Studios are demoing tracks while ADP helps keep business on track. And ADP helps a small Mexican restaurant keep up with compliance demands. When ADP helps businesses achieve what they're working for, that's newsworthy. HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at 744. It's time for today's animal stories. True Tales from the Wild Kingdom. Wolfman.
Pretty close.
The The WHO.
Why?
No, the WHO. World Health Organization. Says dogs cannot get the coronavirus. Just make sure you have somebody to take your dog after it kills you, right? That's the way everybody's acting. For God's sake, calm down, people. Experts think it's unlikely for a dog to get the virus. Allegedly, one tested positive in Hong Kong, but that's the only one that they know of. For the most part, don't worry about your pets.
So it's okay for your dogs to go to China?
If your dog was planning a trip to...
Hoo-ah!
Or whatever is that place, I know, having no respect, right?
Hey, we got a call about a traffic accident real quick that just happened.
I'll go ahead.
85 North just before exit 1 in the far left lane at the interchange.
That's okay. A great place for a wreck at this hour.
Yeah, boy.
Holy crap.
There you go. Back to news. Back to animal stories.
Did you know, as long as we're talking dogs, 75% of all dogs suffer from an anxiety disorder? That would seem to be the case. University of Helsinki researchers surveyed 14,000 dog owners and found that 3 out of 4 reported their pooch showed some form of an anxiety disorder. However, CBD products have been very effective in helping with separation anxiety and other doggy neurosis. Almost a third of dog owners reported their animal as being sensitive to at least one noise, like thunder, and fear of noises increased in dogs with age. That's what Kate Armstrong, an MBA, yes, taught me a long time ago. He said, if your dog has a fear as a pup or a young one, it will grow in intensity as they age.
Right. And not just thunder. I remember Bailey was lightning. Lightning would do it to her, too.
You wish you could take it away, but you can't. Now, where's my last animal story here? Oh, I know. It was sent by listener Mark Cumby, who sent some great stuff. I hope I didn't... You know what I did? I
closed that window out?
I think I closed that tab.
All right.
Well, I'm a... Wait a minute.
Right there.
We'll have it tomorrow. That's a good one. And thank you, Mark. The traffic thing was important. I put that video on Facebook, the dog trying out. No legs. But he is in the competition for the Cadbury Bunny this year. And his name is Lieutenant Dan. See, I could have done that.
He's got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
I could have done that story. Sometimes what a fool I be.
Time change.
Hey, do we have a listener, at least one, who can overcome the time change to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire?
Truth or baloney?
Truth or baloney. And guess what the topic is?
Coronavirus.
Time change.
Time change. Yeah, that's the topic today. So who wants to play with us at 272-9228 and win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card? Reminder, Brant McDonald will be joining us at 8:05 because things have gotten off to a bit of a rough start in the markets. So we don't want to be fretting. And in fact, what I'm going to do is I have to run downstairs real quick. When I come back, I better see somebody ready to play the game. Or I will...
Oh, no. Don't go there. Don't you know?
Yeah, I might have to get out the torture music. Could be Lawrence Welk, could be worse, could be Air Supply.
Honestly, One Toke Over the Line is not torture for me. That rendition is great.
Yeah, I still don't know. I think we have a contestant.
Oh, look there.
Cue him up and we'll be back.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now with coronavirus tips, here's Neil Diamond.
Wash your hands. Keep washing your hands. Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth. Don't touch me, I won't touch you. Beat coronavirus.
Talk 93.1 of MWACV. Quick reminder, at 8:05, Brett McDonald will join us. And rather than have everybody freak out over what's going on in the stock market and other things, listen to his reasoned and rational voice. And we have two contestants to play True the Baloney. This is great. Master Thespian was the first one in.
What's up? Greetings. Good morning, everyone.
So you have a bit of an advantage over Bill M. Billum is contestant number two. The initial topic, anyway, is daylight saving time.
Okay.
So give me your True the Baloney on this. The first Monday after we spring forward, that's today, is associated with a 24% spike in heart attacks. Truth or baloney?
I will say truth.
Winning.
That is. I have heard that before. That's amazing.
We were talking about that on Friday's afternoon show. Yeah. You're more likely to have a heart attack if you're underslept, and the opposite happens when we fall back. There's a 21% drop in heart attacks.
Oh, jeez.
Really? We just get rid of all the ups and downs and stay in the same time
it's
you're
not around. Coronavirus.
Yeah,
it's
heart attacks.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Now, Bill, good morning to you.
Hey, Bill.
Good morning.
Pressure's a little bit on because Master Thespian got the first one correct. Here's your statement. We use 17% electricity because of daylight savings time.
17% less?
Less electricity because of daylight saving time. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
We save. Now, wait a minute. You're still in the game. You're still in the game.
Yeah, so what's the deal, though?
We save a minuscule amount by not using lights as much. But they're so efficient now, energy-wise, that it's not the deal it used to be. Hang on, though. You're still in the game, because Master Thespian, to win, has to get this one correct.
Alrighty.
You are 6,000% more likely to stub your toe today. Again, you're 6,000% more likely to stub your toe today. Truth or baloney?
I'm going to go baloney.
Winning.
You did it. You are the winner.
You got it.
Yep. Now, Bill, don't go away. Hang on, Thespian. Bill.
Hi. Yes.
I'd like you to try these last couple of questions while Jay is getting the information on Master Thespian's glorious win of a Seafood Bistro gift card. All right?
I'm a game.
Research shows there will be 3% fewer assaults today than next Monday. Again, research shows there will be about 3% fewer assaults today than next Monday. True the baloney.
I go with baloney this time.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Right? A study looked at 10 years of crime stats from America's biggest cities, and they found a 3% drop in assaults when we spring forward.
You're kidding. How about that?
That is weird. And here's the last one. Less than half the countries in the world use daylight saving time. Again, half the countries in the world use daylight saving time. Truth or baloney?
I'm going to go with truth.
Winning.
You got that one.
Yay!
Only 40% of the world's countries still observe it. So you did good work. And Jay, I command you as the...
I command you.
Sorry.
I will say that it is an honor to lose to Master Thespian. You know,
he's a bright guy.
He is a sharp tack. So
Jay, I'll give you
no shame here.
Hey, Sonny, I'll give you a dollar. I want him to have an extra entry in this week's prize drawing. So, what number will he be?
Well, does he want to? He can pick his own.
All right, you can pick any other number between.
All right, Bill, you are currently number 7, and you can't pick anything before that because those callers came in before then. You can, however, pick your second entry, any other number that you would like. I can put you at number 8, or I can go further up. What would you like?
Let's go with 22.
All right, you've selected number 22.
I kind of like this. This is kind of cool.
It is.
It is.
Next chance to win.
Yeah. That's awesome. You're in there twice, buddy. 7 and 22 are your numbers.
Friday.
Thank you.
Friday just before 9.
I just invented a new way to...
You're brilliant.
That's not bad. I kind of like that.
It wouldn't happen if it weren't for the time change. you're more than 6,000% likely to study.
Why the stock market is...
Well, first of all, Brant will join us at 8:05 to talk about that. Some of it has to do with oil. There's an oil war with Saudi Arabia and the Ruskies.
Apparently, they had to suspend trading in the middle of the night on the S&P futures.
Yeah.
Well, because of that?
Well, no, I don't. Just because it was the bottom was dropping out. Wow. It had reached a 5% limit, and that's when they shut it off.
Yeah. You know what? We need some toast this morning, so I'm going to play that from Haywood Banks coming up.
Toast.
7:56. One reason I feel good is I got almost everything ready for my trip. Good, cool. I mean, I could leave right now.
Nice.
And that's a good feeling.
It is a great feeling.
But part of that is something I did weeks ago, and that was I did not realize that Brian Jewelry had a wish list option. And for those of you who love great jewelry or want to buy somebody great jewelry, you might ask them to explore the website and start one. That way you're not flying blind, you know? And let me tell you something. Their merchandise looks every bit as good, if not better, in person as it does on the website. We are multiple purchasers there. We got our wedding gifts, our anniversary. I got her anniversary earrings last year for the 5th. Janelle got some great Christmas stuff, and that's how I found out about the wish list, because Janelle had been looking at the website and made notations on a couple of items. She didn't ask for them. But Lynn took me into that little secret, so those are already wrapped and packed and in the car. And she's going to be quite surprised, I think, when she sees those as we celebrate her birthday. So for any occasion, Brian Jewelry can be there. By the way, I urge you to join their club because you'll save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. That's a great deal. At BrianJewelry.com, everything is on display. And you'll learn a lot there on diamond cuts and everything else.
It's always easy to remember Janelle's birthday because it's also the Superstorm anniversary.
That's right. And that was her 3rd birthday. And, you know, we had rented a pavilion for an outdoor birthday party.
Right. Uh-huh.
Had to put a $25 deposit on it.
The wind.
It was on her birthday, the day of the party. It was actually the day after. Maybe it wasn't. I don't remember. I'll look up on the calendar. It set a record for the lowest high temperature in South Florida history.
Right.
47 degrees. And the wind, that was the high.
Right.
The wind was at a sustained 25 mile an hour, and the wind chill was around 30 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never had a more miserable day in Florida.
Yep.
It was so bad for Goose's big birthday plan, too. All right, it's a couple of minutes shy of 8.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We suddenly have a big problem in downtown Montgomery. We have an accident on 85 northbound. This is going to be just past the 65-85 merge. We have traffic backed up on 65 southbound across the Alabama River Bridge all the way to the Northern Boulevard. Day Street.